Bram and Benton. Now, here's Matt.
Well, Jay Bird, you know last week, Bad Grandpa took the number one spot at the box office, held by Gravity for 3 weeks in a row, while The Counselor was dead on arrival, opening at fourth. This week, there's four new movies opening, and only one looks kind of decent, so I won't waste any time and I'll get right to it. The first pile of garbage this week stars a handful of great actors and looks like a reboot of Grumpy Old Men. Last Vegas stars Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman, Robert De Niro, and Kevin Kline as a bunch of, quote, 60-somethings who head to Las Vegas for a bachelor party for their last single friend. There are several things that turn me off about this movie, but for the sake of time, I'm just going to mention the biggest. It's that I hate seeing actors like this in old man roles. I realize they can't be young forever, but it's depressing seeing guys like De Niro and Douglas as doddering old fools. I guess Last Vegas is an appropriate title, because at this point, every movie they make could very well be their last.
Oh!
Moving on to the second movie opening this week, this one is an animated adventure for the kids called Free Birds. There are very few Thanksgiving-themed movies I can think of, so this one is just taking advantage of the opportunity to cash in on the holiday. There's really nothing special about this one, and it's directed by the guy who did Horton Hears a Who and Jonah Hex. It features the voice talents of Owen Wilson and Woody Harrelson, and the plot involves two turkeys who travel back in time to change the course of history and get turkey off the Thanksgiving menu.
Oh man, I'm a turkey going back in time.
Now, I love the idea of time travel, but even this is a little too stupid for me. Speaking of time travel, that brings us to the third movie opening this week. This one takes an awesome concept like time travel, but ruins it by making it a love story. All I need to say about this movie is it stars Rachel McAdams and is directed and written by the same guy that brought you Love Actually. If you have a chick and need to do something for her, this is the best choice for you two lovebirds this weekend. And finally, the fourth film opening this week is the only one that looks like it might be worth paying to see on the big screen. It's called Ender's Game and is based on the 1985 military science fiction novel by Orson Scott Card. In the lead role of Bender is a kid who was in a Nanny McPhee movie and Hugo, which I haven't had the pleasure of seeing either of those. It also stars the girl from the True Grit remake and that girl from Little Miss Sunshine, as well as Harrison Ford as an older person and Sir Ben Kingsley as another older person. It's directed by the guy who directed X-Men Origins Wolverine, and the plot involves Bender being recruited and trained to lead his fellow soldiers into a battle that will determine the future of Earth.
His name is Bender?
Bender, yeah.
But it's Ender's Game.
Oh, is it Ender? That's what I'm sorry.
Okay, I didn't
know. Yeah, it's Ender. Bender. That's the guy from Futurama.
He's part of the bling ring.
But anyways, that's the one that's going to be number one.
Okay.
That's this week's Matty T Minute.
Blender's Game.
Blender's Game. Whatever. Who gives a...
Who gives a...
Whatever.
Let's go to Spender's Game, coming soon to a theater near you. All right. That's pretty good. I'm looking forward to it. We don't have time for birthdays because we're going to do the Zone Rewind.